It's often said that it's healthy to laugh at ourselves. Well, if that's true, Jim Gaffigan is in great shape. Gaffigan's observations about his eating habits, lack of physical activity, and life as a married father of five in a two-bedroom Manhattan apartment have been mainstays in his stand-up act. And now he stars in a new sitcom on TV Land called The Jim Gaffigan Show. Here's a scene with his wife.
Why don't we just drop it off with the kids at the school in the morning?
Because then we'd have cupcakes in the house overnight.
Right, and the kids will eat them.
Really? The denial runs that deep?
You have no idea. Oh my, what flavor are these?
They're vegan.
That's not a flavor, that's just a cruel trick on a kid.
Jim Gaffigan performs his stand-up comedy Saturday night at the Uptown Amphitheater. He spoke to WFAE's Greg Collard.
Life is changing for Jim Gaffigan. There's his new TV show, and he and his family finally moved to a bigger place this year. One thing that hasn't changed? Food. It's always been a staple of Gaffigan's act. A bit on the mysteries of the Hot Pocket is a classic. What he calls McDonald's denial is another food subject he's addressed.
It's fun telling people you go to McDonald's. They always give you that look like, oh, I didn't know I was better than you. No one admits to going to McDonald's. They sell 6 billion hamburgers a day. There's only 300 million people in this country. It's like, I'm not a calculus teacher, but I think everyone's lying.
So what's the food or food topic that has his attention these days?
I think there's always kind of a food trend, whether it be kale, which, you know, I describe as a superfood, and its superpower is that it tastes horrible. You know, but I think there's a bit of, at least in New York City, there's been this trend towards avocado toast, which I think is hysterical. It's just essentially an avocado chopped up and put on a piece of toast, and they charge $20 for it. But, you know, we're just silly. We're silly creatures. We're trying to always kind of impress one another, and we get caught up in these trends, and I think it's funny.
Have you tried the avocado toast?
Yes, it's amazing. I mean, the avocado is an amazing vegetable. It's so good. It's like it should be classified as a cheese, but it's just the whole notion of avocado toast. It's silly.
You're known as more of, I would say, a clean comedian, and because you don't really curse on stage, at least I haven't seen you in your specials. Is that by design or just a result of the content you perform?
Yeah, I think it's very much just a result of the kind of content that I'm discussing. It's not really necessary to curse if you're talking about donuts, I suppose. And some of it, it was like a minor design because I cursed occasionally. I mean, I'm from a small town in the Midwest. I met somebody who would say the most obnoxious thing on stage anyway. But I think comedians get a lot of credit or criticism for just doing the comedy they would do. I mean, I love some of my favorite comedians are dirty or considered dirty. But that's just the only comedy they would do. Mm-hmm. And just as my comedy is the only comedy I would do.
In the 90s, a lot of sitcoms were based on the comedy of stand-up. Shows like Home Improvement, Everybody Loves Raymond come to mind. But more recently, it seems like a stand-up comedian's life behind the scenes has almost become its own comedy genre on TV. There's Louis C.K., of course, Mark Maron, Jim Jeffries had his own show, and now there's the Jim Gaffigan show. Why do you think audiences are connecting to scripted shows about the lives of comedians?
I think some of that has to do with probably reality shows. I think wanting to see behind the curtain is something that's very curious to people. I mean, even going back to Seinfeld, like the fact that that was about a comedian was, I think, curious to people. But there's so much reality content that, and we're such a voyeuristic culture and an exhibitionist culture that it makes sense.
These days, if a comedian offends a segment of society, people are going to hear about it through social media. Do you have to have a lot thicker skin these days to take that criticism, or do you think comedians are thinking more these days about what they say?
You know, that's a pretty interesting question, because I think that some comedians are kind of flamethrowers. They play to a certain side, whether it be on a political spectrum or something like that. So, yeah, I mean, I do feel like we are a culture that is, particularly because of social media, that's kind of looking for people making mistakes, even making a grammatical error on Twitter. You know, it's like, I'll do a tweet and, you know, I have horrible grammar, and people will just, you know, rip me apart for a grammatical error. But I don't think comedians are cautious of it. I think that people are more aware of it. And I also think some comedians almost play into it. If you're going to shock people by saying something, they'll point that out. But I also think it's, you know, I think it's pretty important for people to learn when they're coming across as insensitive. But that all being said, I'm most certainly not a believer in censorship. You know, I mean, I think we all are censoring ourselves constantly.
Still, he says any good comedian will end up offending someone, intentional or not. Even a comic who focuses on food, family, and being lazy. Jim Gaffigan performs Saturday night at the Uptown Amphitheater. For WFA News, I'm Greg Collard in Charlotte.